Enjoy sunny, mellow Valentine's beer along with baseball. And for the 26th consecutive year, by Major League Baseball's largest continuous radio and television sponsor, the Atlantic Refining Company, and your Atlantic dealer. This is Bob Delaney from Yankee Stadium in New York, where the Yankees and the Tigers close out their three-game series. And this, of course, is a vital game for the Tigers. It can be the difference between three games and one game. A Yankee victory today and a sweep of the series would put them 4.5 games ahead of the Tigers, 5 games up on the losing side. However, a Tiger victory today could restore some small hope to their pennant chances, which have gone a-glimmering with the 2 Yankee victories Friday night and yesterday afternoon. A Tiger victory today would move the Tigers out of town just 2.5 games out of first place, 3 on the losing side. So this is a big ball game for both the Yankees and the Tigers. Of course, a little bit bigger for the Tigers, inasmuch as they're fighting for their lives at the moment as far as the pennant race is concerned. Another hot, humid day in New York. Another very large crowd at Yankee Stadium. The grandstand, as it has been for the entire 3 games, is, for all practical purposes, sold out. There may be a few obstructed views in the upper decks of right and left field, but generally speaking, the stadium, as far as the grandstand is concerned, is packed. The bleachers today will have fewer people than in either of the previous 2 days, but again today we'll have a crowd that will be in excess of 50,000. Down below us, warming up, Bill Stafford for the New York Yankees, and carrying the Tigers' hope, the big right-hander Jim Bunning. Here are the batting orders for the Tigers. Leading off and playing second base will be Jake Woods. In center field, batting second, Billy Bruton. In right field, Al Kaline. In left field, Rocky Colavito. Colavito has accounted for the only 2 runs the Tigers have scored in this series so far, with a first-inning 2-run homer yesterday that put the Tigers out ahead for the only time in the 2-game series. At first base, Norm Cash. At third base, Dick McAuliffe. Chico Fernandez at shortstop. Mike Rourke catching. And Jim Bunning pitching. For the Yankees, leading off, playing second base, Bobby Richardson. At shortstop, Tony Kubek. In right field, the man of the hour, Roger Maris, who yesterday connected for 2 home runs to run his total for the year to 53 to become the second highest home run hitter in Yankee annals. Babe Ruth, of course, being El Premier, number 1, but no other Yankee has ever hit in excess of 52 home runs, and Roger, yesterday, went to the 53 mark. In center field, Mickey Mantle. Mickey hurt his arm yesterday while swinging. However, during batting practice today, he found that his arm did not hurt too much if he didn't swing too hard. In fact, he bounced a couple, not didn't bounce them in. He hit them into the seat, swinging very easily. So, the Mick, with a bit of a tender arm, is nonetheless going to be in there today, swinging or bunting at the ball, but in there anyway. In left field, Yogi Berra batting 5th. Johnny Blanchard will catch today. First game that Elston Howard has missed. Bill Scarron, who's wielded a big bat in this series, at first base. Cleve Boyer, the shortstop, the third baseman, rather. And Bill Stafford will try to duplicate the fine pitching performances turned in by Ford, Daly, and Arroyo in the first game, and yesterday's fine effort by Ralph Perry with a late-inning assist again from fabulous Louis Arroyo. The umpires have had their pregame confab with a comparatively happy Ralph Houk and a somewhat dejected Bob Sheffing. The umpires moving out to station themselves, and the Yankees will be breaking for the field right about now. Following the playing of our national anthem, we'll pick up Phil Rizzuto for the play-by-play. Now, our national anthem. Down to the lineups once again. Jake Wood leading off at second base for Detroit. Billy Bruton in center field batting second. Al Kaline batting third in right field. Rocky Colavito in the cleanup spot in left field. Norm Cash batting fifth at first base. Dick McAuliffe at third base batting sixth. Chico Fernandez playing shortstop batting seventh. Mike Rourke catching and hitting eighth. And Jim Bunning pitching and hitting ninth. For the Yankees, Richardson leads off at second base. Kubek batting second at shortstop. Maris in right field batting third. Mantle in center field hitting cleanup. Yogi Berra in left field batting fifth. Blanchard catching and batting sixth. Scourin at first base batting seventh. Cleve Boyer at third base batting eighth. And Bill Stafford pitching and batting ninth. Nestor Shylock calling balls and strikes. Cal Drummond at first base. Joe Paparella at second. And Ed Runge at third. And out on the mound, Bill Stafford, who has won 12 and lost 7. Against Detroit, he's had a rough time. No wins, 2 defeats. His lifetime mark against Detroit, 1 win and 2 defeats. Stafford won his last 2 games and has allowed only 1 run in his last 21 and a third innings. Last time out against the Twins on August 30th, he pitched a 4-hit shutout, winning 4-0, giving him 3 shutouts for the year to lead the Yankees in that department. And Stafford's earned run average of 2.63 is the lowest among the Yankees' regular starting pitchers. So the youngster, since he changed his delivery out on the mound, has pitched tremendous ball for the Yankees. As you know, the opposing coaches were picking off Stafford's signs by the way he held the ball while getting the sign from the catcher. But he has changed that now and is hiding the ball very well. And it's improved his pitching. Jake Wood leads off for Detroit, batting .257. 16 doubles, 11 triples, 11 homers, 57 RBIs, 27 stolen bases. Coaching at third, Phil Cavaretta. At first, Don Hefner. In the first pitch of the ball game is a curve that's high, ball one. Wood, a right-hand hitter, stands deep in the box. Boyer in at third. Stafford's fastball hit on the ground by Boyer down the left field line. There's Wood around first, and rounds it and holds up as Yogi fires the ball in. So Jake Wood singles past the third baseman, Cleve Boyer, who was playing way in looking for the possible bunt. But more and more, the opposing teams are starting to recognize Yogi's throwing arm in left field. And are not trying for that extra base. Here's Billy Bruton, batting .260, 10 doubles, 4 triples, 16 homers, 57 RBIs, and 21 stolen bases. The Tiger base running has hurt them in this series so far. The pitch is low inside to Bruton, ball one. They've had men picked off first, men thrown out attempting to steal second, and men thrown out attempting to stretch singles into doubles. It's taken them out of 2 or 3 big innings. Cowan holding first against Wood. Again, Boyer is way in at third base, even closer than he was to Jake Wood. Pitch to Bruton on the inside corner, one on one. Wood has stolen 27 bases in 34 attempts, which means he's been thrown out seven times. Bruton, who is up, has stolen 21 out of 25. Kaline has the best average. He's stolen 13 bases in 14 attempts. Stafford set. Change up. Low inside. Ball two, two and one. On deck, Al Kaline. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Wood with a big lead at first. The pitch, curveball, swung and a missed, strike two. A curve that broke in on Bruton's fist. Two and two. Now Boyer moves back at third base. Yankee outfield straight away on Bruton. 2-2 pitch, curve, foul tip, and the back of the plate. Just got a piece of that breaking pitch. That was down just around the knees. Jake Wood at first having an amazing year. He struck out 116 times. Yet he has 145 base hits. The second high total of hits on the Tiger team. So if he could cut down those strikeouts a little bit, he'd really up that average. Again, the 2-2 pitch. Changeup, foul, back in the television booth. And booted by Mel Allen. An error for Mel in the first inning here. And the fans get on him. All right, a 2-2 count on Billy Bruton. Stafford set. Fastball hit on the ground to third. Boyer up with a throw to Richardson for one. No chance for the double play. Richardson threw, but off balance, and Bruton, who can go down the line, beat it out. So it's a fourth play from third to second. Bruton safe at first, and it brings up Al Kaline. Kaline has had a good series so far. He is 4-for-8 in this series. And for the past month, he's 39 for 116. That's a .336 plus. He is batting overall .309 right now with 33 doubles, 6 triples, 17 homers, and 71 RBIs. And as we told you, has 13 stolen bases. Bruton leading off first. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Kaline. Curve in there. Strike call. On deck, Rocky Colavito. Kaline steps back, looks down at Bill Cavaretta, coaching at third. Outfield playing a little deeper on Kaline. Still straight away, though. Pitch to Kaline. It's a pitch out, but Bruton was not going. Elston Howard has been uncanny with his calls of pitch outs in the last week or 10 days. He has called every one exactly right and has thrown the runner out at second. All right, a 1-1 count on Kaline. Throw to first, Bruton back. Bruton was picked off by Bud Daly in the first game of this series. Whitey Ford had picked the man off first. All right, ready for the 1-1 pitch. There goes Bruton. The ball is swung and missed. The throw to second. Bruton slides. He's safe at second. A good throw by Blanchard, but Bruton had a good jump at first base. The throw was perfect to Bobby Richardson right on the bag, but Bruton beat the throw. So it's a stolen base for Billy. And that's his 22nd of the year. And that gives him a total of 22 out of 26. Bruton has only been thrown out four times. It's a one ball, two strike count on Al Kaline. They had the hit and run on, but Kaline swung and missed the pitch. Bruton at second with one out. Stafford's curve is popped in the air. The third base lead Boyer in foul territory is under it and takes it for the second out. Bill Stafford, whose sidearm curve has baffled right-hand hitters all year. But here's Rocky Colavito. Rocky batting 292. Has 27 doubles, 2 triples, 40 homers, and 124 RBI. Rocky and Roger Maris tied in 124 each, trailing Jim Gentile by 2. Pitch to Colavito. Curve outside, ball 1. On deck, Norm Cash. Billy Bruton at second with 2 outs. Rocky points the bat out of the pitcher. Stafford sets. Fastball over, strike call, 1-1. Sarah Mantle and Maris in the Yankee outfield, playing Colavito deep. Mantle shading him a little bit in left center. Maris giving him a lot of the right field line. Pitch to Colavito, outside, ball 2, 2-1. Ball, 1 strike count on Rocky. Here's the stretch. Change up line to left field. That's a base hit. Yogi takes it on one hop. His throw to the plate is cut off by Boyer. Boyer throws to first, but Colavito dives back in head first. And Detroit leads 1-0. Bill Stafford threw a change of pace to Colavito, but got it up around the eyes, and Rocky lined a single to left. Bruton scored, and Colavito has driven in all 3 runs that the Tigers have scored in this series thus far. A 2-run homer yesterday, and an RBI single today. That gives him a total of 125 runs batted in, 1 behind Jim Gentile, who leads the American League. Here's Norm Cash, leading both leagues in hitting. Swings and fouls the first pitch off. That's the Shylock chest protector, strike 1. Cash batting 362, has 21 doubles, 7 triples, 32 homers, 111 RBIs, and 10 stolen bases. Left hand hitting first baseman. Colavito at first. On deck, Dick McCullough. Stafford stretches. Fastball, broken back, ground ball to second. Richardson up with it, throws to first, just in time to get Cash. Nice play by Bobby. But Detroit comes up with a run here in the top of the first on 2 base hits. No Yankee errors, 1 man left. And at the end of 1 half inning, it's Detroit 1, the Yankees coming to bat.
You know, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can clean the carburetor of your car. Remove dirt in the final throttle plate area without even raising the hood. How? Just use Atlantic Imperial regularly. You see, dirt deposits build up in the lower walls of most carburetors. In time, these deposits can affect the action of the throttle plate and cause it to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. Now, this results in rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. But after a few thousand miles of driving with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this carburetor dirt will be gone, washed harmlessly away. And for as long as you use Atlantic Imperial, you needn't worry about new deposits forming. That's why more and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Making his 33rd appearance of the year. All starts except one, and this is his second against the Yankees. Faced them back on May 14th in the second game of a doubleheader, losing 8-6. All right, Bobby Richardson leads off for the Yankees. Bobby, with a 10-game hitting streak, is batting 267. 14 doubles, 4 triples, 3 homers, 43 RBIs. He has 7 stolen bases. Bunning out in the mound. Tall and lean, he's 6'3", 185 pounds. That's not too lean. Pitch to Richardson. It is a bunt attempt, missed, strike one. And Bobby had Dick McAuliffe Buffalo that third. He bluffed a bunt, brought his bat back as though to swing. McAuliffe moved back, and then Bobby tried to drop a bunt, but bunted right through the pitch. Tony Kubek on deck. Bunning's next pitch, a curve on the outside corner, strike two. Bunning reminds me a little bit of Ewell the Whip Blackwell, who had some great years for Cincinnati and also helped the Yankees to a pennant. He comes by the way of third base, and a right-hander really has to dig in to keep from stepping in the bucket. Two-strike pitch, curve, swung at it, missed, strike three. He got the ball on the outside corner, and on three pitches struck out Bobby Richardson. Brings up Tony Kubek, who came through with a clutch single, driving in two runs yesterday. Tony batting 282, 35 doubles, 4 triples, 6 homers, 39 RBI. Pitch to Kubek is a fly ball to short left center field. Colavito is calling for it. And Rocky makes the catch for the second out. Two out, and here's Roger Maris. Roger Maris batting 273, 16 doubles, 3 triples, 53 homers, and 124 RBI. Two out, nobody on. Detroit leads 1-0. Pitch to Maris. Right, a fastball just above the knees. We notice that Raj has been taking a pitch now and then in the last week or so. Prior to that, he was swinging at anything that was near the plate. Found that he was swinging at some bad pitches, so he's looking one over now and then. One strike pitch, curveball, line to center field, a base hit. Billy Bruton up with it, and Maris is on with the Yankees' first base hit. And here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle batting 322, 14 doubles, 5 triples, 48 homers, and 115 RBI. Mickey hurt his arm yesterday during the ball game. Almost was taken out of the game, but stayed in there. As a matter of fact, the last time up, his arm hurt so bad that he couldn't swing, and he was forced to bunt, and he beat it out for a base hit. Batting left-handed against Jim Bunning. Pitch to Mickey. Outside, ball one. Mick strained the muscle in his left forearm. Mantle's had his share of miseries this year, as he does every year. Maris leading off first, Cash holding him on. Pitch to Mickey. Inside, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Yogi Berra. Another big crowd here at the stadium, watching the last appearance of the Tigers here in New York. Bunning takes that big stretch. Fastball foul back off the screen, and as Mickey swung, he let go with his left arm and went down on one knee. Not alibying for the mix. He doesn't want any alibis. But it's so evident to everybody here at the ballpark. Two balls, one strike. Bunning set, pitch outside and high, ball three, 3-1.
Yankees leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the first with two outs. How about Cincinnati defeating the Phillies 17 straight games so far this year? They're leading 1-0 right now at the end of two. One big reason the Reds are in first place. 3-1 pitch to Mickey. A foul back. Look out. Man, they're gunning for Mel Allen today. I said it. That's the second one that went by Mel. This one went back in the mezzanine. Full count on Mickey, and with two out, Maris will be off with a pitch. Bunning goes to the rosin bag, and the pitchers will be using that a lot today. Real hot, humid day here at the stadium. All right, Bunning ready for the payoff pitch to Mantle. There goes Maris. A drive to deep right. That's fine. Way back in there. A home run for Mantle. The 20th home run pitch he served up this year. Mantle and Maris now with 102 homers between them. Yogi hits the great pitch to deep right field, way back, and there's a home run for Yogi. Got the first two Yankees out fairly easy. Maris single, Mantle home it, and Berra home it. Back-to-back homers by Mickey and Berra. Here's Johnny Blanchard, batting 286. Bunning pitch to Blanchard, a curve over strike call. Johnny has five doubles, one triple, 15 homers, 36 RBI. That's the 11th time this year that Yankee hitters have hit back-to-back homers. To Blanchard, a high pop up to the infield. Norm Cash, the first baseman, is under it. Now he comes in and makes the catch in fair territory. So the Yankees get the home run ball going and score three runs on three hits. No Tiger errors, nobody left. And at the end of one full inning, it's New York 3, Detroit 1. Man, that happened quick. By the way, the combined record for homers for two men, Ruth and Gehrig, is 107. Set in 1927 when Ruth hit 60 and Gehrig 47. And Mantle and Maris now have 102 between them. So that record looks like it's within reach, as well as the 60 home run mark. Quickly on the scoreboard in the American League, Boston and Minnesota not started. Cleveland at Baltimore, spell against Barber, just getting underway. Chicago at Washington, a doubleheader. White Sox 2, Senators 1 at the end of 6.5. Herbert against Katina. Los Angeles at Kansas City hasn't started. In the National League, Cincinnati at Philadelphia. The Reds 1, the Phillies nothing at the end of 2.5. O'Toole against Owens. Pittsburgh at St. Louis is Friend against Simmons. Milwaukee at Chicago is Fredette against Brewer. They're playing a doubleheader. And San Francisco at L.A. has not started. While Stafford is loosening up, got some people here today from Nestor Shylock, or near Nestor Shylock's hometown, the Friendly Sportsman Club from Mayfield, Pennsylvania. And Jack Murphy, our television director, has the Romeo and Juliet crowd from Trenton here today. And then the Mattituck Fire Department is here on their annual outing to Yankee Stadium. Isaac McAuliffe leads off for Detroit here in the top of the second. McAuliffe batting 250, 11 doubles, 3 triples, 5 homers, 31 RBIs. Pitch to McAuliffe, curve, outside, ball one. By the way, that homer of Mantle ties him with Ralph Kiner. They both have 369 lifetime homers and are tied for 8th place in the all-time home run hitting derby. Fastball, outside, ball two, 2-0. McAuliffe bats him left-handed. Boy, that happened so quick, the fans are still buzzing. A single and then back-to-back homers by Madeline Barra. 2-0 pitch, right in there, strike called. On deck is Chico Fernandez. Tampa's 2-1 pitch, a curve popped in the air. Lee Boyer, the third baseman, is under it and takes it in fair territory for the first out. That'll bring up Chico Fernandez. Chico batting 242. 12 doubles, 4 triples, 3 homers, 37 RBI. In the first game of this series, the Yankees used tremendous pitching and defense to win 1-0. But in the last two games, yesterday's and today, they're using the home run. Pitch to Chico, inside, ball one. Mike Rourke, the catcher, on deck. Stafford's curve, low and away, ball two, 2-0. Mantle out in center field is still holding that left arm, but with a smile, I might add. Not a decoy or anything. Fastball almost hit Chico. He goes down. 3-0. Now the 3-0 pitch. Right down the middle. Strike call. 3-1. One pitch, curve is high, ball four, and there's the first walk given up by Stafford in the ballgame. Fernandez walks. Brings up Mike Rourke, the catcher. Rourke batting 234, has 6 doubles, 1 triple, 2 homers, and 22 RBI. That was the 46th base on balls given up by Stafford this year. In 155 innings of pitching. Rourke, a right-hand hitter. Scarron holding first against Chico. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Rourke. Curved right in there. Strike call. Fastball foul back off the screen. Nothing in two. Fernandez leading off first. Two-strike pitch. Curve just inside. Ball one. Stafford really has a rough side-arm curveball for right-hand hitters. They automatically back away a little bit, and the ball seems to break late and sharp. Quick throw to first. Fernandez back. Boy, this series is as hot as the weather has been. Stafford ready again. There goes Fernandez. The curve is hit on the ground to third. Boya goes to first base in time for the out, but Fernandez, by running, broke up the double play. And Rourke was fooled on that pitch. It was a half swing that Boyer easily picked up and threw him out. So it's two out, and here's Jim Bunning. Bunning batting 149, 13 to 87, 1-4 runs batted in. 3-1 New York lead, top of the second, two out, Fernandez at second. Stafford stretch and curve is in there. Strike one call. On deck, Jake Wood. Curve is high this time, 1-1. Tigers are much more of a running club than the Yankees. They have stolen 89 bases this year, counting Bruton today. The Yankees have stolen 27. One curve ball hit on the ground is short. Kubek on the big hop. His throw to Skarin in time as Moose had to reach a little bit. And for Detroit in the top of the second, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's New York 3, Detroit 1.
If your car had a glass carburetor, you could see Atlantic Imperial gasoline washing away the harmful dirt deposits that build up on the carburetor's lower wall. But since you can't see your carburetor work, we're going to do the next best thing and invite you to take Atlantic's clean carburetor test. Find out now just how good this fine gasoline really is. Here's how the test works. Use 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial. Ask for a receipt with each purchase. Then, if you're not satisfied that you're getting better performance from your car, just mail the receipts to the Atlantic Refining Company. We'll refund the average difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline. Try Atlantic Imperial. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
The Yankees, Bill Skarin leads off. The Moose batting 279. 20 doubles, 3 triples, 23 homers, 75 RBI. Bunning's pitch is a foul at the plate, strike one. Skarin against Detroit this year is batting 340. He has 18 base hits and 53 at bats. Blanchard's batting 358. Howard 357. Kubek 291, Lopez 333, Mantle 333. Now Mickey with that other hit goes up a little higher. So they're doing pretty well against the Tigers. The sidearm curve is in there. Strike two called, nothing in two. Colorado doing setting up exercises out in left field. He does them all over. Two strike pitch, another curve. This one's outside as he took a little bit off the curveball. One ball, two strikes. Curve outside, 2-2. Bunning's a hard worker out there on the mound. A lot of effort to every pitch he throws. The windup and the 2-2 pitch. Curve, strike three, swinging. Moose way out in front. As again, Bunning took a little bit off the curveball. That's his second strikeout. Brings up Cleet Boyer. Batting 226, 17 doubles, 3 triples, 8 homers, 43 RBI. Tigers have had good pitching in this series. They have not folded.
Not this series or any time during the year.
Fastball the boy or outside, ball one. Fastball swung it and missed. Strike one, one and one. One one pitch. Fastball fouled back into the seat. Oh, man. That missed everybody and looked like it broke a slat out of one of the box seats. As Boyer tried to check his swing, the ball hit the bat and shot back into the box seat. That's one of the toughest fouls to duck. Somebody's drink went splattering all over trying to get out of the way of that ball. There's a curve fouled off the end of the bat to the right of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Two of the people got splattered down there. Again, the one ball, two strike pitch. A high pop up. The shortstop Fernandez is moving back. Now he comes in. Under it and makes the catch. That's two away. Two on and brings up Bill Stafford. Stafford batting 167. Two doubles, one RBI, 9 for 54. Two outs, nobody on. 3-1 New York lead. This is the last of the second. Pitch to Stafford. Popped in the air to short right field. Al Kaline is holding under it. And Al takes it for the third out. So the Yankees go down in order. In the bottom of the second, nothing across. And at the end of two, it's now New York 3 and Detroit 1.
Atlantic is the gasoline specially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive and keep it clean. Here's Red.
Well, what'd you say when Mickey hit the 3-2 pitch? Well, just prior to that, Red, I was trying to explain to the folks that Mickey's left arm hurt him, and I didn't think he could swing too hard. He sure made me wrong in a hurry. He had one of his best cuts of the year, and I almost fell out of my chair.
Well, of course, he wasn't supposed to play, but apparently the arm got better overnight. And, of course, the important thing that the people don't understand is that Mickey plays whether he's fit or not.
That's why I said I'm not alibying for Mickey. He's the last one of one alibis, but he's been hurting all year and turns around and hits a homer.
Well, what did you say when Barry hit the first pitch?
You know, I hardly had time to say anything. I was talking about Mantle's homer, and Yogi didn't even wait for me to give his average or anything. He hit the first pitch in the bullpen. I said, there's another one.
Well, he's getting stronger playing left field, isn't he?
He loved it out there, Red.
We have 3-1 ball game. Favor the Yankees. And Detroit comes now with the top of the batting order in the third. And the situation is self-apparent. This is one. This is the biggest game of the year for the Tigers. They know it. The Yankees know it. The big crowd that's out here knows it. So we'll just carry on. Here is Jake Wood, who opened with a single inside third base and down into left field the first inning. Bill Stafford with his 3-1 lead, counting for his 13th win. Young right-hander delivers a curve, low inside, ball one. Blanchard is catching today. The infield is the regulars. Sharon, Richardson, two bats for you. There's a pitch slider on the outside for a call strike, one and one. Sarah on left field. Mantle in center, Maris in right. Stafford delivers one and one. There's the ball grounded down to short. Kubek on the big bounce. Up with it over to Charon. Plenty of time. And Wood is out. One away. Here's Billy Bruton, who forced Wood in the first inning, then stole second base. And scored the two out on Colavito's single, which was Rocco's 125th RBI. Bruton hitting 259. John Hester coaching at first. Bill Cavaretta at third. Bruton, a left-hand batter, swings late, fouls it off into the third deck. Strike one. The Tigers go down to Baltimore after this series. The Yankees are home tomorrow. Washington coming in for two, starting at 1:30. And remaining in to complete its last visit at the stadium this year, Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Strike one pitch, change of pace, high outside. One and one. After this series, the Yankees are home tomorrow. Washington coming in for two, starting at 1:30. And remaining in to complete its last visit at the stadium this year, Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Strike one pitch, change of pace, high outside. One and one. Nestor Charlock back at the plate. Cal Drummond is first base. Bill Paparella in second. Ed Runge in third. The supervisor of umpires for the league, Big Cal Hubbard, is here looking on. Curveball, low outside. Ball two. I would say that Charlock moves toward the position of where the ball is more than any umpire in the league when he's back of the plate, which makes it much easier to detail where a pitch is. 2-1 pitch. Curve outside and high. Ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. It's not as hot as it has been the last couple of days, and we have a pleasant breeze. Ball four, high outside. Go. Second walk given up by Stafford. Bruton is on. And now we have the big hitters lined up. Kaline, Colavito, Cash. Blanchard has gone out to the mound. Talked the situation over with Stafford. Breeze is coming in from right field, blowing straight in. And it is welcome. The Yankees leading 3-1. The M boys went to work in the first inning when Maris singled and Mantle hit number 49. Kaline hits with a high fastball, fouls it back. Strike one. And then Vera promptly unloaded in the bullpen. Kaline hitting 308. Still facing straight away. He'll go to either field. Takes an inside curve. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Kaline, slight foul. Swings and hits a high foul into the first base stand. Strike two. One and two. Just looking around at the crowd, the main fans are filled. Triple X band. There are not as many people out in the left center field section of the bleachers as we had for the first two games, but otherwise it's another big crowd. There's a line drive, hit straight out to left field of Barra, who makes the catch. Came in a step, went back a step. He had excited all the way. So we have two down, and here is Colavito, who singled in the first inning. Knock in the start run. Colavito hitting 294, better than 125. Colavito has hit safely in 16 of his last 17 games, 25 of his last 28. Takes a curve that is too low. Ball one. A bulletin on the scoreboard is that Mantle has tied Ralph Kiner with 369 home runs, lifetime. He's tied him for eighth on the all-time home run list. High inside, change off the fastball, ball two. 2-0. Calavito is wearing a little tape on the outside of his right elbow, where he skinned the arm yesterday, falling down. Campbell's two out, checks around first, and there's a ground ball hit deep back to third. Boyer's up, and it's a long throw to first to Scowron, and in time. So Boyer takes the base hit away from Calavito on the line behind third. And, of course, Peters has been doing that all year on all hitters. And the score stands at the end of 2.5, single game. The Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1.
Is your car a late model or a veteran of the highways? Well, whatever its year or type, believe me, it'll perform better when your carburetor's clean. And now you can clean the carburetor of your car as you drive just by using Atlantic Imperial gasoline regularly. You see, Atlantic Imperial gasoline was especially designed to remove harmful dirt deposits that form in the carburetors of practically all cars, on the lower walls around the throttle plate. In time, these deposits can cause rough idling, frequent stalling, gasoline waste. But Atlantic Imperial washes them harmlessly away, generally in just a few thousand miles. I hope you'll use Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Jim Bunning is there to pitch to Bobby Richardson, does, and there's a high foul back into the stands for strike one as we move into the last of the third inning. The Yankees with a three-run explosion in the first inning, leading 3-1. Every time the Yankees hit a home run, of course, it adds to their record high for the league. They now have 199. Curve is outside to Bobby, ball one. One ball, one strike. Bunning has won 15, lost 10. All one with New York this year. All right-handed delivers, and there's a fastball lined in the right center field base hit for Richardson. There's the ball retrieved by Kaline going into second, and Bobby singles sharp at the right center field. And this extends his hitting string now to 11 games. Gives him a total of 149 hits. To keep him even with Mantle in total hits most on the club. And they have Tony Kubek. Hit a fly ball to left field in the first inning. Cash, the first baseman, is overhauling the bag against Richardson. Maris is moving out on deck. Kubek bunts at a fastball and fouls it back. Strike one. Bunning pitching and Mike Ross catching. Cash at first base. Jake Wood is at second. Shortstop is Chico Fernandez. The third baseman is Dick McAuley. Left fielder, Rocco Calavito. Center fielder, Billy Bruton. Right fielder, Al Kaline. The Yankees leading the season 37 games to 6. There's a curve swung on and missed down under the hand. Strike two. Ross, the catcher, throws down to first, but Bobby was well back ahead of it. Wally Moses coaching at first base. Frank Frazetti coaching at third. Bunning deals, the fastball low outside, ball one. Right fielder Kaline is straight away on Tony, who can pull when he wishes. Although he goes to all fields, Calavito is in rather short in left, and Bruton is two steps over toward left in center. Running ready. He doesn't waste much time. Delivers the curve. Swung on. Low inside. Tony tried to check his swing. And then he looked imploringly at the umpire. Strike three. Now we have Maris up there. Roger hit a curveball for a single to center field in the first inning. Batting 275. He hit 52 and 53 yesterday. And, of course, the front page news this morning. One down. Run at first. They change up the fastball. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Richardson, the runner, is first. One down. Bunning comes set. Checks the runner over his left shoulder. Works. Change of pace. Swung on. Grounded to the first base. And there's a throw down to second. Bobby's fourth. Throw back to first. Double play. 3-6-3. So they got the double play, got out of the side. No runs, one hit. So the Tigers at their 125th double play. The Yankees have 25 more. And total at the end of three innings. For the Yankees, 3 runs, 4 hits and no errors. And for the Tigers, 1 run, 2 hits and no errors. Bob Shepard over the PA is calling the attention of the fans here today to the doubleheader with Washington here tomorrow at 1:30, and then Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon. The Indians come in for a makeup game Thursday night. That's the last game the Yankees get to make up this year here at home. Regular night game Friday, Saturday single, and a Sunday doubleheader. Now, Boston, Minnesota, no score end of half an inning. Cleveland at Baltimore, no score end of 2.5 innings. First game, Chicago at Washington. Chicago 3, Washington 1 in the last of the 8th inning. Although Tasman has now homered for Washington in the 8th with 1 on to get that ball game even, and Washington still at bat. Los Angeles and Kansas City playing later. Cincinnati at Philadelphia in the National League. The first-place Reds are leading 1-0 at the end of 4. Pittsburgh has just opened up with 3 runs down at St. Louis. First of a doubleheader, the Cubs 1 and the Milwaukee Braves nothing at the end of 3. San Francisco later at Los Angeles. All right, here's Norman Cash leading the league in percentage, swinging and hitting the ball to the right center field. It's in there for an extra base hit. Bounces off the wall on the first bounce. Mantle retrieves, goes in, and Cash stops the second with a double. Boom. That was a change of pace, and Cash really got a good look at it coming down. Norman up at 361 and promptly belted his 22nd two-bagger. He has now 22 doubles, 7 triples, and 32 home runs. Double to right center. And this gets the tying run to the plate. Yankees leading 3-1. And here's the rookie infielder, Dick McAuliffe. They brought him up as a shortstop, and now they're playing him at third. Stafford delivers, and McAuliffe swings at a hot run on one bounce to Richardson, who has to go to first base to retire McAuliffe. Richardson to scouring. And Cash moves over to third. By the way, Bill Kane has just figured it out. As he stands at third base, his batting percentage is now 363, if you're interested. So runner is third. One man down. Fernandez, the shortstop, walked in the second inning. Hitting 242. Yankees leading 3-1. They're keeping the infield back. In other words, they'll take an out and give the run if they have to. What the infield position is saying. Curve is low outside. Ball one. Stafford delivers the curve, and it is low outside again. Ball two. 2-0. At the end of 8 innings, first game, Washington 4 and the White Sox 3. Stafford behind, pitches 2-0. A good curve for a call strike. Notice that managers are changing rather rapidly. Call Richard Cliff to take the general managership at Houston. Lumen Harris is the manager pro tem for the rest of the year. And Charlie Dustin was dismissed yesterday at Milwaukee, and Bertie Pettit is in the dugout today running the ball club. And according to the stories this morning, he has a contract for the next 2 years. Curve is on outside. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. One down. Fernandez is up there to try and get this run in from third. Close the gap. 3-1 pitch. Is a slider off the hands on the inside. Called strike two. Fernandez turns around and balks on it. All right, 3-2. Stafford setting the sign. Hung out by Blanchard. Right-hander pump. Pitches. A curve swung on, grounded down to short. Here comes the runner from third. Here's Kubek's throw. And tag is up. Kubek to Blanchard. He's out on the close play at the plate. Seemed to me, I noticed out of the corner of my eye, because naturally you were watching the ball first, but it seemed to me that Cash hesitated just a split second before he decided to come in. Bang, bang, play at the plate. Two backs to Blanchard. Fernandez at first, still a 3-1 game, and catcher Rourke fouls the pitch back, strike one. So he's thrown out at home, 6-2. So Fernandez is first and the field is short. Yankees still leading 3-1. Also on that play at the plate, while it was a close play, plate umpire Charlack was right on top of it and had a perfect angle to see it. And there was no squawk. So the first, nothing doing. Fernandez back. Strike one pitch. Curves low inside. Ball one. 1-1. When that ball hits the Kubek, keep in mind that they were going to get one out anyhow. If he didn't break from third, he'd have had to bat it. Of course, there's a difference having a runner at third and a runner at first. Curve is high inside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Stafford with 112, lost 7. Has not beaten Detroit this year, and they've beaten him twice. Pitches, fastball swung on, hit foul by a couple of inches outside third. Sharp foul ball. Ed Runge on the line back to third. All right, 2-2. For this very vital series with the Tigers here, the umpires will reshuffle. It's a fast-moving quartet. 2-2 pitch, swung on, foul back into the third deck. Still 2-2. Stafford rubbing up the ball. Pitchers developed tremendously calloused hands. Rubbing that ball all season long. They want to get it as rough as they can. Fernandez goes. The pitcher swung on there. They fly ball to the left center field. Barra goes over. He's getting under it. He has it way out there in left center. So, a goal for a big threat for one run. No runs, one hit. War end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1.
Does Atlantic Imperial gasoline make a difference in engine performance? We know it does, and so do millions of motorists. And now you can find out for yourself without risking an extra penny. Simply take Atlantic's clean carburetor test. Each time you buy Atlantic Imperial, ask your dealer for a receipt. Then after 100 gallons, if you're not satisfied by generally better engine performance, Mail your receipts to Atlantic. They'll refund the difference between Atlantic Imperial and regular gasoline with no questions asked. Start using Atlantic Imperial gasoline today.
Gets a big hand and deserved it, though, as he steps in. Here's the first pitch to him last of the fourth inning. It's a call strike. Change off the fastball over the outside slice of the plate. Strike one. Mickey, with the Tigers ahead 1-0, and Maris on his first in the first inning, hit his 49th home run. He's batting left-handed. Gets right-handed Jim Bunning. Takes the curve low. Bluffs the bunt. 1-1. Mickey is playing with a sore left arm. It was announced after the game last night that he'd be out for 3 or 4 days. But manager Howard, first thing today, made out a batting order that had Maris in center field and Blanchard in right, and Howard catches. 1-1 pitch. Low outside. Ball two. But Mickey got dressed, took a couple of swings, and says, I'm ready. So this fella plays. Two ball, one strike pitch. Inside across the knees. Ball three. That was a slider. 3-1. Not so deep, round toward right. Strike. Fastball on the outside, 3-2. Mantle hitting 324. The ball that he hit in the seats in the first inning was off of a 3-2 pitch. Swings and strikes out. Bunning slowed up on him. Struck him out with a change of pace. Mickey hit a fastball in the first inning, and Jim remembered. Now we have Mr. Bauer hit the first pitch in the first inning. Bunning has a lot of strikeouts in their league. He struck out 163 this year. Pitches down across the knees. Running seemed to us that Burrow wouldn't hit the first pitch this time. One out. Last of the fourth. Matthew remains deep and around toward right on Yogi, as it was for Mickey. Running double pump. Steps, throws. A curveball breaks it right in. Burrow doesn't think so. One. I think Yogi thought the ball was high. He started grinning. Yogi has the most ingenuous, disarming way of protesting. 1-1 pitch. Curve low outside. Ball two. He has a difference of opinion with you, but you can't feel that there's any animosity about it. Three-one, favor the Yankees. Yogi hit in the third run. His home run in the bullpen. 2-1 pitch. Change of pace, swung on, and it is popped up. The second baseman going over back at second base and makes the cut. So, Bunning going to a change has disposed of Madeline Barra, which he didn't use on him in the first inning. And now we have Blanchett, who fouled out through the first base in the first inning. Blanchard hitting 285. Strong left-hand batter. Takes the curve, low inside, ball one. is being brought in for an inspection. State umpire passed it, tossed it right back to the mound. Planted with a square stand. That's the round put right on him. Curveball is over. Strike one. One and one. Running is a big tall fella. He's 6'3". A slider thrown into the knees, and it is ball two, strike one. Bunning won 20 games in 57, just a no-hitter up at Boston in 58. And for the last 2 years, has been the league leader in strikeouts. One pitch, swung on, and missed. That was a slider thrown right down in there. 2-2. Two down, nobody on, last of the fourth. There's a curve swung on, hit the right field. K-line is waiting. And the right fielder takes it. That's all. And the totals at the end of four. The Yankees 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. The Tigers 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors. And now we'll pause for station identification. Big ball park, big ball game carrying on into the fifth inning, big crowd on hand, and I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp refresher, Ballantine Beer. Your first swallow, and everyone to follow, tells you why over 5 million glasses of Ballantine Beer are enjoyed each day. Staffel will be working to Detroit pitcher Bunning. We move into the fifth inning. In the top of the order, Ward and Bruton. Karen at first base is warming up the rest of his infield. Richardson, Kubek, Moya. Some outfields, the Detroit outfield, they always throw the ball back and forth for a couple of long throws as the infield limbers up. The Yankee outfielders don't do it. Barham, Mantle, and Maris. In fact, Maris does not even throw on infield and outfield workout before the game. He just goes out and catches a few fly balls. Mantle throws sometimes. Sometimes he does. Well, here is Bunning. Right-handed hitter. 0-1 today. Swings and hits a high fly ball out to deep left center field. Mantle going back, and makes the catch. Everybody, and particularly Mantle, he hit the ball to the edge of the grass at the track in front of the 457 mark. He cowtailed it. And Mickey started running laterally. And then suddenly he just turned and flared back. He realized that he had misjudged that ball. He didn't think Bunning could hit it that hard. And actually, Mickey had to outrun it. Bunning with a second base of the ball was caught and rather slowly trotted off. There is Jake Wood, who has 1-for-2, single. Stafford pitches low outside, ball one. Crowd still buzzing over Bunning hitting the ball so far, and Mantle running so fast to catch it. There's a high fly ball into straightaway left field. Barrow waiting for it to come down, and catches it, and we have two outs. center fielder Bruton, who's a very polished center fielder. I know yesterday on a long fly ball, he made a catch that was a very graceful thing to watch. He judged the ball, turned his back to the infield, ran, turned around, and there was the ball. 3-1, favor the Yankees. Pitch is in there, fastball for a call strike. This is a big game for the Yankees. It is a mortal game for Detroit. This is the equivalent of two games on the first place lead. There's a high foul pop up by third. And there is Boyer just outside the line for the catch and the third out. So the score at the end of 4.5 is now official. The Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1.
The crisp refresher.
The crisp, a beer must be icily light.
The crisp refresher is icily light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
The crisp refresher, precisely right.
Lively golden, crystally clear.
The crisp refresher, crisp refresher. Valentine, Valentine beer.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Valentine delivers a sunny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, tap your feet, snap your fingers, and that's the man for Valentine.
The crisp refresher.
Valentine, Valentine beer.
Since 1840.
America's finest.
The last half of the fifth inning, the last third of Manager House batting list of 9, Scourin, Boyer, and Stafford. Scourin's up there. Bunning struck him out, second inning. The most hit in the winning run, 2 out in the ninth inning Friday night. Locked in the first run for the double yesterday. Hitting 278. Bunning delivers a curve that catches the outside corner above the knees for a called strike.
This is WOKO, Albany, New York.
Right-hander delivers a fastball that swung on and missed high inside. He had the most completely tied up on it. I think Town was set to swing, but I think he had expected a curveball. So, Bunning has gotten 2 quick strikes on the moose. Double pump. Fastball strikes him out. Strikeout swinging. 5 strikeouts for Bunning today, 164 for the year. That's why he leads the league at 177. All right, here's Boyer. Pops it short, second inning. Right hand hitter. Swings at a curve, fouls it off. As was announced yesterday, the Yankees have a new ball player who's over there on the bench, Tom Tresh. His dad was a major league catcher, Mike Tresh. Tom can play, he's primarily a shortstop. He can also play third. Switch hitter. Back one pitch. Change of pace lined over third to left field. It's a base hit for Quintus. He makes the turn and holds off. 9 single to left. Number 5 for the Yankees. Now we have pitcher Bill Stafford making his way to the plate. The Yankees leading 3-1, all scoring within the first inning. For Detroit, a single by Wood, who was forced by Bruton. Bruton then stole second and scored on Colavito's single. With two out in the first inning, Maris single, Matt Holman, number 49, and then Barrow Holman. Infield has to look for a bunt. Stafford bunts at it. Bunts it toward first base, and Bunning takes it. Throws to first and second base with wood covering. Sacrifice is executed, setting Boyer over to second base. The pitcher to the second baseman covering. Now we have Bobby Richardson. Hit safely now in 11 straight games. Singled in the third. Bobby hitting 268. Five innings, the Phillies lead the Reds 2-1. Running pitches a curve, low outside. Ball one. Keeps the third baseman in now these days since he has increased his proficiency at bunting along the line. Swings at a fastball and fouls it back. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Who had been pitching very rapidly is now with the runner at second base taking his time. Two down. Right-handed deals. Richardson swings. Lines in the center field. Base hit. Boyer coming around third on his way to the plate. And he scores. Gruden overran the ball, which meant he couldn't pick it up for a throw to the plate. He didn't have a chance anyhow. Richardson stays at first base. So for Bobby, who has knocked in more runs this year than ever before, this is number 44. And it is now a 4-1 ball game, says the Yankees. Line single to center. Gets Boyer home. That's the wisdom of the sacrifice of Stafford. In other words, if they had not had Stafford bunt, he'd swung, let's say he'd gone out. Well, Boyer would have still been at first base and could not have scored. Had he hit the ball, he might have hit into a double play. With this still a chance, he might have gotten a base hit. At least now cutting bunt. Here's Kubek. There's a throw to first, nothing doing. Sign on the scoreboard, Whitey Ford Day here, Saturday, September 9, with Cleveland. Kubek takes a strike on the outside. He was just cradling to that. He wasn't going to do nothing but take it anyhow. Tony hitting 280. Two down. Running deals, Richardson goes. Kubek takes. There's a throw from Roark, and Bobby is out. But Fernandez puts the tag to him. So that's 2-6. It is one run, two hits. And at the end of five, the totals, the Yankees 4-6-0, and the Tigers 1-3-0. And now Mel Allen's coming over from the TV side. In fact, we're going to trade spots.
Thank you. waiting for Mel Allen, I'll just read a couple of scores here. Boston at Minnesota, 0-0 at the end of 2. Cleveland at Baltimore, 0-0 at the end of 4.5. White Sox beat Washington 5-4. And Los Angeles at Kansas City hasn't started. The National League is Cincinnati 2, the Phillies 2 at the end of 5.5. Pittsburgh 7, St. Louis 0 at the end of 1.5. And the Cubs 3, Milwaukee 1 at the end of 4.5, the first of 2. San Francisco at Los Angeles has not started. Mel reading a few scores over on television. We'll wait and see what the story is. The first batter is Al Kaline facing Bill Stafford, and he takes a pitch on the outside corner, strike call. All right, Mel's going to take an inning off. His voice is not up to par. Has a little bit of a sore throat, so he's going to rest a minute. Kaline pops the third line to left field. Stafford's next pitch right in there, strike two call, the fastball that cut the plate in half. Yankees 4 and Detroit 1. This is the top of the sixth. The final game of the three-game series and the last appearance for Detroit in a regularly scheduled game. Two-strike pitch. Curve way outside, rolls back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. On deck, Rocky Colavito. Lined up by Stafford. Curve inside, 2-2. Yankees and the Senators play tomorrow afternoon. Doubleheader. And Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Stafford's 2-2 pitch. A curve hit out in the left center field. That's in there for a base hit. Yogi to his left. Up with it on one hop, and Kaline has another base hit. His first today, but that's his fifth hit in this series. And here is Rocky Colavito. Rocky singled in the first inning to drive in a run. Bounced out, deep to third base. Boy, I'm making a fine play throwing him out in the third inning. Don't forget Whitey Ford Day here at the stadium Saturday, September 9th, and the Yankees play the Indians that day. Kaline at first with nobody out. The stretch. Fastball is low, ball one. One ball, no strike. The stretch and the fastball hit on the ground at second. Richardson, a throwback for one. Back to first. Double play. And for the Yankees, their 151st double play of the year. Colavito trying to go to right field. Hit a hard grounder to Richardson. Kubek was playing in the hole and caught the ball about 10 feet away from second base. Touched the bag and fired to first. They still had Colavito by plenty. Here's Norm Cash. Bounces second, double a deep right center field. Cash batting 363. Stafford pitches high, ball one. One nothing pitch is high, ball two, 2-0. All year long, the Yankee infield has gotten the pitches out of jams. Not that they've been in that many, but whenever they have been in trouble, they've come up with a big double play. Fastball over, strike call, 2-1. Norm Cash leads both major leagues in hitting with his 363 average. One fastball foul back off the screen. 2-2. On deck, Dick McAuliffe. the 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouls to the left and back in the upper deck. Count holds it 2-2. Yankees score 3 in the first. On a 2-run homer by Mantle and a solo homer by Barron, and 1 in the fifth. Again, the 2-2 pitcher. Curve hit deep to right. That one is gone. That one is way back in there. Way back in the bleachers. Three quarters of the way up to the left of right. That one is gone. That one is way back in there. Way back in the bleachers. Three quarters of the way up to the left of the Yankee bullpen. A tremendous home run by Norm Cash. His 33rd of the year. Man, did he hit that one. Roger Maris didn't even take a step. He just turned around with his hands on his hips and watched that ball sail back there at least three-fourths of the way up in the bleachers. Okay. His 33rd of the year. Man, did he hit that one. Roger Maris didn't even take a step. He just turned around with his hands on his hips and watch that ball sail back there at least three-fourths of the way up in the bleachers. A high curveball. It's now a 4-2 ball game in favor of the Yankees. Here's Dick McAuliffe. Pop to third, bounce to second. So Cash will tack another point to his batting average. Pitch inside, ball one. That's the second home run for Detroit in this series. Colavito has one. There's a strike. Matter of fact, Cash added 2 points to his batting average. He's now batting .365. Two out, nobody on. Change up. Pop foul back in the lower stand. No, on the screen and out of play. Just hit the end of the net. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Change up hit high in the air to right field near the line. Maris coming over to his left near the wall. Reaches in. He can't get it. It's foul. Just went in a little too far. Maris reaching into the stand. Count holds at 1-2. Nobody on. Yankees 4, Detroit 2. Stafford ready. Fastball foul. He's bouncing back of the plate, and as McAuliffe followed through, it hit his bat again, went over towards the Detroit dugout. Nice cool breeze comes up every once in a while. Much more comfortable than yesterday and the night before. All right, Stafford's pitch is a curve fouled in back of the plate. Chico Fernandez on deck. Again, the 1-2 pitch. A ground ball off Stafford's glove, and McAuliffe's going to have a base hit. He deflected it towards Richardson, but the ball lost its speed, and before Bobby could get to it, McAuliffe has himself an infield single. So the big double play for the Yankees in this inning got him out of a jam. Not altogether. It's Cash home and McCullough single, but would have been a lot worse. Here's Fernandez, who walked, and with a runner at third and one out, bounced to Kubek, whose perfect throw to Blanchard at the plate nipped Cash trying to slide in. Two outs. by Staff has pitched to Chico is inside ball one. Here's a stretch. Fastball foul off the umpire's mask, 1-1. Jerry Staley is up in the Detroit bullpen. In the event that Fernandez and Rourke get on, Bob Sheffing will go pinch hitting, and he wants to have a pitcher ready. On a 1-1 count. Curve right in there, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Louis Arroyo is up in the Yankee bullpen. Sidearm curve hit on the ground. Boyer up with a nice play. Throws to first base in time to get Fernandez. Boy, that was a fine play by Boyer on a short hop. Backing up. Making the long throw for Detroit in the top of the sixth. One run on three hits. No Yankee errors. One man left. At the end of five and a half, it's the Yankees 4, Detroit 2. Two, the Yankees lead, bottom of the sixth. Running fastball a little high, 1-1. Running into that big windup. Changeup is high, ball 2-2-2. Two pitch. Fastball foul. Back in the mezzanine. Count holds it 2-2. Bunny throwing his fastball away from Kubek. Tony trying to go to left field. Keeps fouling it off. Bunning goes to the rosin bag. Bunning's pitch outside. It's a full count, 3-2. When Bunning puts a little extra on his fastball, he falls way over towards first base. All right, now the payoff pitch to Kubek. It's a ground ball foul outside of first. Count holds it 3-2. Yankees 4, Detroit 2 in the last of the sixth. Nobody out, nobody on. Again, a 3-2 pitch. A fly ball to straightaway center field. Bruton going back. Turns under it and makes the catch in fairly deep center field. One out. Here's Roger Maris. Maris single to center and scored ahead of Mantle's 49th homer in the first inning. And then hit into a fast double play in the third inning. Fans yelling for number 54 for Maris. Pitch to Roger, outside, ball one. Bunning's next pitch is a strike called for the outside corner, 1-1. Mickey Mantle on deck. One out now with nobody on. One pitch. On the outside corner, strike two. He is trying to pitch Marasua. He just missed with the first pitch and then nicked the corner with the next two. Maris took both of them. One ball, two strikes. Bunning's next pitch, a curve just outside, and Bunning pounds his fist into his glove. He thought he had the corner again. 2-2 the count. In the first inning, with two outs, he was bearing down on Maris, and Maris singled up the middle to start the Yankee three-run rally. Then back-to-back homers by Mantle and Berra. New York picked up three runs. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul back in the upper deck. And that time he came right over the plate. Maris had a good cut. Count remains 2-2 on Rogers. Into the windup. Curve low inside. It's a full count on Maris. 3-2. Now for the payoff pitch to Maris. Here it is. It's a fastball swung at and missed. Strike three. Got the fastball by Rod that time. That's the sixth strikeout for Bunning. And it brings up Mickey Mantle, who hit a two-run homer in the first inning, his 49th of the year, and struck out in the fourth. Two out, nobody on. 4-2 New York lead. By Bunny. Pitch to Mantle. Swing and a miss. Strike one. On deck, Yogi Berra. Curveball low and away. One and one to Mantle. Way over in left center field on Nick. 1-1 fastball outside. Bunning almost fell down trying to put a little extra on that pitch. Fell towards first base side of the mound. Two balls, one strike. One delivery is a swing and a miss. Strike two. Bunning is really firing that ball. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Nobody on. Here's the windup. 2-2 pitch. High and away. Ball three. 3-2. count. Bunning has had a full count on all three Yankee hitters in this inning. Got Kubek to fly to center, struck out Maris. Here's the payoff pitch to Mantle. Strike three, swinging. Seven strikeouts for Bunning. The Yankees go down in order in the bottom of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no Tiger errors, nobody left. And at the end of six full innings, it's the Yankees 4 and Detroit 2, and we pause for station identification. Right now, we're going to have a pinch hitter for Detroit as we get ready to go on the top of the seventh. To tell you all about it, Mel Allen.
Hello there, everybody. Thanks, Phil. Larry Osborne leads off for the Tigers in the seventh inning, hitting for Mike Roark, with Charlie Maxwell on deck to hit for Bunning. As Bob Sheffing sends up the shock troops here, Stafford's pitch is high, ball one. Luis Arroyo's warming up. Stafford has not been very sharp all day. He has managed to get out of some jams, but has been in frequent trouble. Now the delivery. It's in there, strike one, one and one. There has not been but one inning in which he retired the side in order. The right-hander's pitch swung on, bounced toward second. Richardson has it, throws on to Scarron, one away. Now Charlie Maxwell coming up to bat for Jim Bunning. Maxwell hitting 245. Stafford's big problem today has been a lack of sharpness in his control. He generally has to keep his stuff low. An overpowering type pitcher sometimes, when that ball comes up, can still throw it by you. But Stafford does have a good fastball. He's not as fast as his Bunning, for example. There are very few good high fastball pitchers. Typical example of whom of which would be Early Wynn in his prime. But a man, for example, like an Allie Reynolds or a Bob Feller, on days that they didn't get the stuff where they wanted it, they could overpower you. Here's the pitch to Maxwell, and it's outside for a ball, one and nothing. That's what makes this game. In days you do, days you don't. And then the days you have to labor hard. The pitch in there for a strike, one and one, to overcome certain deficiencies. One ball, one strike. Charlie Maxwell, left-hand batter, hitting for Bunning. 4-2 New York, seventh inning. Bill Stafford's delivery, change of pace, is a little high. Ball two, two and one. Now the 2-1 pitch on the way to Maxwell. Swung on, hit foul, out of play, off to the left of the plate. A 2-2 count. Bill is a great competitor. He's a much more mature performer than his 23 years might tend to indicate. A native of Athens, New York, deputy sheriff. A fine guy. Pitching now to pinch hitter Charlie Maxwell of Pawpaw, Michigan. And the 2-2 delivery swung on and fouled off again out of play to the left of the plate. The Yankees almost had Maxwell once. Came up into the majors through the Red Sox organization. Two balls, two strikes. One out in the seventh. New York 4, Detroit 2. Stafford getting the sign from Blanchard. Into the windup, in comes the pitch. Change of pace, high. Ball three, three and two. Jake Wood on deck. Maxwell digs in now for this 3-2 pitch. In it comes, and it's swung on and missed, strike three. He threw him a let-up curve on a 3-2 pitch. And that's one of the strong points of Bill Stafford. Ever since he came to the Yankees, last year as a rookie, people were amazed to see a rookie throw a curveball 3-2. Shows you have confidence in that pitch. And not too many pitchers will do it. Here's Jake Wood coming up. Single to left, grounded to short, and fly to left. Boyer over at the mound talking to Stafford. Now Boyer hollers into the plate. Well, he's talking to Shylock or Blanchard. Blanchard's going out. And now Boyer's pointing into the Yankee dugout, and here comes Ralph Houck to the steps. And Blanchard points there. So here comes Ralph Houck out. As you know, Stafford had a sore arm earlier in the year, and occasionally it'll tighten up on him. And that may be what's happening now. I can't be certain, but watching fellas pitch all the time, you can tell when they're sharp when they're not. Houck leaves him in. Jake Wood, 1-for-3. Billy Bruton on deck. 4-2 New York, 7th inning. Stafford with the windup, and the pitch is bunted, and here comes Boyer up with it. Fires on to Moose in time, and they get him. Fleet was looking for that bunt. He came charging in as soon as that ball was released. He sort of lingered back and decoyed him, and as soon as Stafford released that ball, he started racing in. He opened himself up to a swing, but he got him. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. The end of 6.5 innings, New York 4, and Detroit 2. Phil Regan coming in to pitch for the Tigers. Dick Brown back of the plate. Jim Bunning in 6 innings, gave up 6 hits and 4 runs. Jim was, except for a sudden rash, a sudden outburst there in the first inning by the Yankees after he retired the first two men. Maris singled, Mantle got his 49th homer, and Barra followed with a homer. He gave up 2 singles in the fifth for a 4th run. Otherwise, struck out 7 men and didn't walk anybody. And that's always an important aspect of any game. Sometimes you don't walk them, and they may get hits every time, but as a rule, if you don't walk anybody and you got fairly good stuff, you're in good shape. Regan, with a record of 10-7, making his 29th appearance. Started twice against the Yankees this year and beat them twice. 8-3 and 4-2. Yogi Berra, the batter. The delivery is in there. Strike one. Dick Brown back to the plate, making his first appearance in harness since July the 15th, when he broke the middle finger of his right hand. A foul tip causing the injury. Right-hander Regan's delivery. Outside. Ball one. 1-1. Bob Sheffing, who tried to get back in the ball game there in the seventh, bringing in Phil Regan on place of Bunning. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. Out of play. 1-2. He'd hoped to get something started there. Failing it with the bottom part of the order. That was the time to do it. You cannot wait later. The way the game breaks and what part of the order is how soon you start to make a move. So with Regan in, he hopes to hold the Yanks in check and maybe his men come on in the eighth or ninth. The 1-2 pitch is outside, 2-2. Barra homered in the first inning, popped out to second in the fourth. And Jim Coates is warming up for New York. Arroyo also has been warming up. I don't know whether it is at the moment or not. I can't see back there. The 2-2 delivery swung on and fouled off over toward the Yankee dugout. Count remains 2-2. Doubleheader tomorrow, first game at 1:30. So often we think of a holiday in terms of a Sunday when doubleheaders start at 2. So we thought we'd remind you it starts at 1:30. Plenty of room. Hope you'll be able to come out. Regan swings to the windup round, comes the right arm. The pitch is swung on line to right field for a base hit. Kaline up for the ball, puts it back into Jake Wood. And Yogi gets his second hit of the game, ripping the liner to right field. Now Johnny Blanchard pops to first and line to right. Regan has had to change his pitching pattern to Blanchard. John wore him out last year in the early part of this year. So Regan changed the way he worked on him. The delivery, look out, down he goes. Ball one. I don't know whether that was part of the pattern or not. One ball, no strike. Regan delivers, and Blanchard takes it high. Ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strike. Here's the delivery. Swung on. There's the drive going to right field, going foul. He got out too much in front. Just went foul by about 10 feet or so. One strike. Right-hander to the stretch and the pitch. It's fouled off into the Tiger dugout on a check swing. Blanchard was pulling away from the plate and the ball hits the bat and ricocheted over into the Tiger dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Delivery. Change of pace is swung on and fouled off coming back here. A 2-2 count on Blanchard. Barra on first. 4-2 New York, seventh inning. Regan in relief of Bunning. Taking a lot of time looking for the sign. Now he's to the stretch. And the pitch. It's outside, ball three. 3-2. Fastball is tailed away from John. Two strikes. We'll watch Yogi, see whether he's running or playing it safely. The stretch. There goes Yogi. The pitch is swung on with a roller foul. Off to the right of the plate in beyond first base. And the count holds at 3-2. Of course, around to the right. Regan again to the stretch. Yogi to the lead. There he goes. The pitch is high. Ball four. Blanchard draws the walk. Moving Barrett to second. And bringing up Bill Scarron, who twice has struck out. We're going to have a runner. Mike Tresh will run for Blanchard. Mike Tresh is the young shortstop. The Yankees brought up from Richmond, a switch hitter. He's the son of the former Major League catcher, Mike Tresh. Now Bob Sheffing has come out of the dugout, and that's going to be all for Regan. He signals his bullpen. I call him Mike. Actually, it's Tom Tresh. He's the son of Mike Tresh. Tresh is a switch hitter who did a pretty good job there at Richmond. Batted 316 Wally Moses talking to him. And we're looking out now toward the Tiger bullpen. And Terry Fox is coming in. Terry Fox. Fox has real good breaking stuff. Bob Sheffing, knowing that Moose likes to chase the curveballs away from him, and bringing in Terry Fox, good curveball pitcher. A good fast one, too. Regan pitched to two batters, allowed a single and a walk. Terry Fox coming in for the 32nd time this year. He was out for a while. From July 20th until August 20th, he did not make an appearance. Fox warms up. We'll pause for station identification.
At 1460 on the radio dial, you're in tune with Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. Good sound broadcasting for 1961. Your Yankee baseball station. The time, 1 minute before 4 p.m.
Jerry Fox missed a lot of action because of an inflamed tendon in the elbow of his pitching arm, of course. But since August 20th, he has made four appearances, and this will be the fifth one since he returned to action. He has been one of the pleasant surprises for the Tigers this year. The 26-year-old right-hander, who's a 6-foot, 175-pounder from Midlothian, Illinois, came out of the Milwaukee organization, has a record of 4-1. and an earned run average of 1.43. In 44 innings, allowed just 7 earned runs. Struck out 23, walked 8. So he's pitching to Scourin with 2 on and nobody out in the 7th. 4-2 New York, right-hander to the stretch. And the pitch. High and inside, ball 1. Big motion, pulled the string on him. McCullough shortened up at 3rd. Fox again to the stretch. And the pitch. Curveball on the corner. Strike 1, went in 1. He got a beautiful curve. One ball, one strike. Ready for the 1-1 delivery. Here it is. Curveball swung on and hit foul upstairs. Strike 2, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Cleve Boyer on deck. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Curveball outside, 2-2. Just a little bit too far out for Moose to go after. He had him set up for it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bear on 2nd, and Trish running for Blanchard on 1st. Cash in behind the runner. Stretch by Terry Fox. And the pitch. Swung on, hit foul. Out of play. The fastball. Went off to the right of the plate into the upper deck. A 2-2 count. Eases off 2nd. Trish off 1st. Fox to the stretch and the pitch. Swung on it. Missed. Strike 3. He curved him. One away. 3rd time Moose struck out today. Now coming up is Cleve Boyer. Pops to short and single to left. Boyer swung on to a high fly ball in the left. Colavito getting under it, waiting, and makes the catch. Runner holds. And now, Elston Howard is going to bat for Phil Stafford. .349, hitting for Bill Stafford. 2 on and 2 out. Last of the 7th. Terry Fox to the stretch and the pitch. In there, strike 1, nothing in 1. D Dick McAuliffe guarding that third baseline very tightly. Fernandez shaded a little over towards second. Howard has a good ground shot between third and short. If he gets his pitch. Outfield straight away. Barra moves off second. Stretch off first. The right-hander to the stretch. And the pitch. It's into the dirt. Blocked nicely. And it was swung at by Howard. Strike two. He swung at a pitch that was into the dirt. He tried to pull back, but he couldn't. He was over-anxious. That ball bounced up there. A two-strike count. Sometimes fella gets over anxious. No balls, two strikes. Barra on second. Trash running for Blanchard on first. Two outs. The stretch and the pitch is right in there. Call strike three. Howard, Buck looking. And Barry Fox came in and really put out the fire. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on at the end of seven innings. New York, four runs, seven hits, no errors, two men left on. The Tigers, two runs, six hits, no errors, and five men left on. Luis Arroyo's coming in from the bullpen. Meantime, you can move into the kitchen. It'll be Bruton, Kaline, and Colavito. First three men up in the eighth inning. Elsewhere, Boston leads Minnesota 5-0 at the end of four. Cleveland, Baltimore scoreless end of 6.5. Time called rain. Chicago beat Washington 5-4. Second game, Chicago leads 1-0, end of an inning and a half. Los Angeles, Kansas City rained out. National League, Cincinnati, Philadelphia 2-2, end of 6.5. Pittsburgh 8, St. Louis 1, end of 5.5. Milwaukee, Chicago 3-3, at the end of 7.5 in the first game. San Francisco, Los Angeles later. Billy Bruton grounded to third, walked and fouled out to third. Left-hand batter. Luis Arroyo into the windup. Around comes the left arm. In comes the pitch, and it is swung on and lined by second to right center for a base hit. Mantle scoops it up and throws back in to Richardson. And Bruton opens the eighth with a single to center, and here's Al Kaline coming up. Colavito to follow. Delivery, swung on, lined in the center for a base hit. And there goes Bruton around second on his way to third. Mantle throws into Richardson. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Colavito coming up. And Tiger fans now have something to cheer about as Colavito steps up with runners on first and third and nobody out. The stretch by Arroyo, the pitch, swung on, ground ball hit the short, two back up with it, over to Richardson, back to first. Double play, Bruton scores. Colavito grounded into a double play. Goes back to Richardson to Scourin as Bruton scores, and it's 4-3. The Yankees' 152nd double play. Now here's Norm Cash, who grounded to second, double to right center, and homered. It's 4-3, two outs. Norm Cash, the Major League's leading hitter, batting .365. Arroyo's delivery. In there, strike one, nothing at one. Louis goes to the windup, and the pitch. Swung on, hit down the left field line, and it is going foul, out of play. Strike two, nothing in two. Cash is this kind of a hitter. He'll hit to all fields. For him to get something he can pull, he'll do it like he did there in that sixth inning. He really rode it deep into the bleachers. Arroyo goes to the windup, and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Decides to retire. One run, two hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 7.5 innings, New York 4, Detroit 3. In the last half of the eighth inning, it'll be the top of the New York order. Bobby Richardson, Tony Kubek, and Roger Maris. Terry Fox doing the pitching. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. Last of the eighth. Richardson struck out, single to right center and single to center. 2-3. Jerry Fox into the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch is a curve outside. Ball one. The paid attendance today is 55,676. With servicemen, a total of 56,464. Now the 1-0 delivery. Swung on to high fly ball into short right center. Woods waves everybody away and makes the catch. Bruton and Kaline were moving on. One down. Tony Kubek flying to left, struck out, and flying to center. And it is suddenly getting cloudy here. Into the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Now the pitch. Then there's strike one. The three-game series has drawn a total of 171,503. That's stadium attendance record for three games. The 1-1 pitch to Tony. Swung on. There's a high fly ball in the center. Billy Bruton is under it and has it. And there are two away. And Roger Maris coming up. Single to center. Grounded to first into a double play and struck out. .273. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. It's the eighth inning. Terry Fox comes in with the pitch, and it's over. Strike one. Good curve. Now Down to one strike offering on the way. Swung on and fouled off. Ball hits the mask, I believe, of the plate umpire. Strike two, nothing in two. Two-strike count on Rod. Two outs. Fox goes in with a windup. And the pitch. High and away. Ball one. One and two. He wasted that pitch. Trying to set him up. One, two count. Fox swings to the windup. Around comes the arm. In comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And Terry Fox came in the seventh inning with two on, nobody out, and he's knocked off six men in a row, striking out three of them. So that is the end of eight innings. It is New York, four runs, seven hits, no errors. Two men left on, the Tigers, three runs, eight hits, no errors, and five men left on. Dick McCollum leads off in the ninth, 4-3 New York. Arroyo's pitch, inside, ball one. If you're wondering why Bob Sheffing's letting a left-hander bat, you got two reasons. One is Arroyo often pitches better to right-handers than left-handers. Here's the pitch, and it's ball two. Plus the fact if he gets the pitch, he might pull it for the equalizer. Fernandez is on deck. Now the 2-0 delivery. Inside, ball three. The 3-0 pitch. Strike one. Frame one. The 3-1 delivery to McCullough. Ball four, he's on. The left side. Dick McCullough draws a walk, starting the ninth inning. And up comes Chico Fernandez, who walked, grounded to short, and grounded to third. Dick Brown on deck. Been called while McAuliffe gets the regulation cap. Arroyo to the stretch and the move to first base, the runner's back. Moyer is vulnerable at third. He has to shorten up. The stretch and the pitch. It's bunted foul to the right of the plate. Strike one. Nothing in one. Fernandez has a look at Phil Cabaretta to see whether the sacrifice is still on or whether he's to be swinging. He's got Moyer way in. McCullough leads away. The stretch and the pitch. And it is bunted foul to the right of the plate. Strike two. Nothing in two. Scarron in the talk to Arroyo. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. It's the ninth inning. Arroyo getting the sign from Howard into the stretch. McAuliffe leads away. Here's the pitch. Fernandez takes it low outside. 1-2. A let up screwball. Arroyo again to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit foul to the right of the plate, out of play. And the man makes the catch in the upper deck. A 1-2 count on Fernandez. Dick McAuliffe on first. Nobody out. The ninth inning. Arroyo ready. Here's the pitch. And Fernandez swings at this foul down the right field line, out of play. Guarding that plate. Arroyo set. Here's the pitch. And it's low. Ball two. 2-2. Two balls. Two strikes. Nobody out. McAuliffe on first base. Yankees 4. Tigers 3. Ninth inning. Louis to the stretch. And the pitch. In there, call strike three. Fernandez didn't like it. He curved him. Now Dick Brown comes up. Dick Brown, right-hand batter. Hitting 259 on the season. McAuliffe on first, one away. Arroyo checks the runner. The pitch to Brown. Swung on, little number, hit slowly toward the mound. Arroyo has it, throws to first, and throws the ball. And here comes McAuliffe on the third. And into second goes Brown. Threw the ball away, and instead of being two outs, there are runners on second and third and one out. Luis Arroyo with a little easy ground ball threw the ball away in the right field. McAuliffe raced to third and found to second, and the Tigers have a big life. With Bubba Martin coming up. To pinch hit. Ralph Halleck out to the mound to talk to Arroyo. Suddenly switched around as Arroyo, on a throwing arrow, puts the Tigers in position with runners on second and third and one out, and Bubba Morton, a right-hand batter, coming up to hit for Fox. Jake Wood on deck. And they're going to put him on.
with first base open. A walk and an error. And set it up. Now you'll have Jake Wood, a right-hand batter, coming up. And Billy Bruton to follow. As the Tigers suddenly, in the ninth inning, get a big life on a throwing error by Arroyo. Now, Pretoria is going to go in to run for Dick Brown. Pretoria goes in to run for Brown. You got McAuliffe on third, Morton on first, one out, and the batter, Jake Wood. Swing on the left, grounded to short, flying to left, and was out on a punt. One away, 4-3. The windup, here's the pitch to Jake Wood. Swung on high into left center field. It's in there for a base hit. Here comes Pretoria into the plate. Two runs, score. Single to left, scoring McAuliffe and Pretoria. Morton going to second, and it's 5-4 in favor of Detroit. Now here's Billy Bruton with Kaline and Colavito to follow. One out, and the pitch outside, ball one. Off second. Jake Wood off first, driving in two big runs, 59 for the season. The pitch to Bruce swung on to high pop. And the infield fly rule is called. Kubek makes the catch. Now Al Kaline. Foul to third, line to left, single to left center, and single to center. 2-4. It's 5-4 in favor of Detroit. Kaline the batter from Colavito to follow. Bubba Morton on second, Jake Wood on first. Kaline hit the first pitch for a single off Arroyo in the eighth. And the delivery. Swung on, grounded toward third. Up with it is Boyer. Throws across the scour and the sides retired. The damage is done. As the Tigers jump on Arroyo, taking advantage of his throwing error. Two runs. One hit. One error. And two men left off. And at the end of 8.5 innings, Detroit 5. And New York 4. Pause for station identification.
You're in tune with Quality Modern, WOKO, 1460 on the dial in Albany, New York. The time, 28 minutes before 5 p.m.
Jerry Staley comes in to do the pitching for the Tigers in the last of the ninth, and Frank House is back at the plate. That's the new battery, Staley and House. The Tigers leading 5-4. Jerry Staley, the veteran sinker ball pitcher, comes on in relief of Terry Fox, who pitched two great innings. Didn't allow a hit. Didn't walk anybody. In fact, retired six in a row. And came in with two men on base and nobody out in the seventh inning. As you look back,
It was a clutch performance, not only for Fox, but a turning performance in light of what happened in the ninth. Mantle, who homered in the first inning, struck out twice since coming up. Barra on deck. Staley throws low stuff, making his 47th appearance. He's hard to hit for the home run because he pitches sinker balls and throws some knucklers once in a while. Frank House goes out to talk to Staley just as he was ready to work. Arroyo is the third scheduled batter. The Detroit Tigers jumping on the opportunity as befits the team that has played the great kind of ball they have all year. Leading now 5-4. Jerry Staley into the windup and the pitch to Mantle. Outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch to make. Swung on, has a high drive to deep right field. Look out now, Kaline, he is not going to play the home run. Number 50. Hit his 50th home run of the year into the bleachers, and it's a tie ball game. Now Yogi Berra at bat takes the strike. Mickey hit it into the right field bleachers, his second of the game, his 50th of the season. He now ranks number eight among the all-time home run hitters. They pitch to Yogi Berra. Outside, ball one, 1-1. So Mantle ties it up as he rocks his second of the game and his 50th of the year. The 370th of his career. And a second time, he's hit the 50 mark or better. The pitch to Yogi, swung on, fouled off, over toward the Yankee dugout. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Burrs had 2-for-3, a homer and a single. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and a foul ball. It's going to be a foul ball. All the way foul. A 1-2 count on Yogi. Jerry Staley to the windup, and the pitch to Berra. Swung on as a fly ball to right. Kaline coming fast and can't get it to base hit. Berra singles to right, and Arroyo's going to come up. And out of the dugout now comes Bob Schebbing. Out of the dugout, and we'll have another pitcher. So Staley works to Mantle and Berra. Mickey rocked his second homer of the game, his 50th of the season, under the right field bleachers. runs in the game for 118 this season. Berra singles to right. Ronnie Klein is coming in to do the pitching. Acquired from the Los Angeles Angels on a waiver deal in August, and who has, in three starts, won two and lost one. Ron Klein, 6 foot 398 pounder, last year with the Cardinals. Had a 57-92 lifetime record in the National League. With the Angels, Klein beat the Yankees once 5-3 in a start, made two appearances against them, one in relief and one as a starter. The majors with Pittsburgh in 1952, and then was traded to the Cardinals for Tom Cheney and Gino Cimoli in December 1959. That was with the Cardinals last year, and then they sold him to the Angels April 10th of this year. So Ronnie Klein, the right-hander, comes on. Arroyo will bat. Klein throws a good knuckleball, by the way. Dick McAuliffe moves in close looking for the bunt. Cash at first, holding against Yogi. Arroyo bats left-handed. Fly ball, ninth inning. Line to the stretch, and the pitch is bunted towards McAuliffe. His play is to first base, to Wood. Yogi takes second as Arroyo sacrifices. And up comes Scarron. With one out and first base open, we'll see what Bob Sheffing does. And now he says, put him on. They got to put him on. I was looking at the dugout, waiting for him to give the signal. You have to put him on to set up the double play. And Moose beat him 1-0 with a ninth inning single on Friday night. Boyer comes up. Berra on second, Scarron on first, one out, and Boyer at bat. 5-5, it's the ninth inning. Ronnie Klein to the stretch. And the pitch. Low outside, ball one. Keep in mind that while Yogi can turn it on pretty well for one of his relatively speaking advanced age, you got great arms in left field and right field. in Colavito and K-Line. Now the pitch. Outside, ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 5-5. It's the last of the ninth. Ronnie Klein, end of the stretch, and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Threw a fastball by him. 2-1 the count on Boyer. Boy, this has been a torrid series. Barra leading away from second, Scarron from first. The stretch, here's the pitch. Swung on, the line drive, but right at Al Kaline. He grabbed it and a runner's hold. A wicked liner, but right at Kaline. So there are two outs and Elston Howard coming up. Howard, batting for Stafford in the seventh inning, struck out. So with two away, Ellie is up. 5-all, ninth inning. Ronnie Klein to the stretch and the pitch. Right in there, strike one. Line set. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a high drive to left. Colavito going back. And the ball is going down. The ball is over. Into the left field stand for a three-run home run, and the ball game is over. He scored. Scarron and Barra ahead of him, and the Yankees sweep the series 8-5. Howard slamming his 15th home run of the year, and 61 runs batted in. So Mantle opened the inning with a homer to tie it, and Howard ended it with a three-run homer to win it. How about that? Now, the losing pitcher is Jerry Saley, who gave up Mantle's homer and Barra's single, and Barra turned out to be the winning run, and so he is the losing pitcher.
Well, that winds up another Valentine baseball broadcast. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. And P. Valentine and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher Valentine beer. Enjoy sunny, mellow Valentine beer along with baseball. Now, just a reminder that this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the New York Yankees, solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Yankees and the American League is prohibited. This is the Home of Champions Network.